Dave, first of all, how good does that feel, not only to win at home, but to score at home as well?
Yeah, and I think given what's happened in the last week or so, it was important that we showed to everyone that, you know, if there was actually any benefit in doing that at this stage of the season, then we needed to show that, and we did. You know, it's unfortunate for Danny, and Frank, but I think we know that they'll look at that result and it'll make them smile as well, and they'll be wishing the lads all the best of luck as well today. So it's good for them as well. And we're happy. It's put a few things to rest. You know, the win, which is what we really needed, and to score as well, not just nick one, but to create a lot of chances, which we did. So it's something to build on.
How surprised were you with the Danny news this week?
It's football. Nothing surprises you, does it? It's. I think it's just. It's a real indication of what is at stake in football these days. The money that's at stake, and not just the money for going up, but you know, it's football clubs have to sort of look after their own budgets if they don't go up, and this is a big club, and if it doesn't go up, it's gonna have a significant bearing on the finances, and that situation is replicated right throughout the league system. So nothing surprises me because of the money in football these days.
You obviously will be sad to see Danny go, though, won't you, as the manager that brought you here and had a lot of faith in you?
I would, absolutely, and I was. He was fantastic for me, and I did an interview not that long ago, maybe a couple of weeks ago, saying that he was a perfect manager for me because he understood different people and treated players individually rather than as a collective, and he understood that some people could train every day and other people, you know, just wasn't in them to train every day, or sometimes they just need a day off or you know, whatever, and he was good like that, and he reminded me of Koppel in many ways. He was another fantastic manager. He understood that situation as well, you know, the human condition, which is not everyone is a robot, not everyone is the ultimate pro, and everybody's different, and it's about managing that, and man management is a big thing, and you don't get to see it really outside of the walls of a changing room, but it's a big part of management.
How much of it today was down to what Chris told you to do, and how much the players actually took on for themselves, given the disappointment of Danny leaving this week, which I guess didn't go down too well with the group, considering where you were. Can you kind of give us an insight as to how much the players wanted to do it for themselves and how much came from David Unsworth and Chris Morgan?
Well, I think first and foremost, Chris and Unsie are you know, very likeable people, and Chris in particular is ingrained in the club's history. You know, he wants to win, and I played against him loads of times, and he just wants to win. He wanted to fight as well, but he wanted to win mostly. And that will, you know, however many games he's in charge for or wherever he ends up making a name for himself in management, whether it's here or elsewhere or whatever he does, those are qualities which you've either got them or you haven't. You can't teach yourself to win. You're either a winner or you're not. Chris is. And Unsie's a very good coach. And I think the main thing that they instilled in us this week in the short time that they've been there is the work. I mean, it's such a simple thing, but it's when you're in the middle of it and things aren't going well, you don't see it unless someone points it out. And until somebody does that, which Chris and Unsie have in training, and you suddenly realise how much more you've got to give, and the tempo goes up, and that gets the fans up, and the performance invariably follows.
And do you think you need to do that for the last four games now? You've got to replicate what you did today.
Well, yeah, of course we do. We can't have anything less, because that was a huge effort, which has beaten a decent Swindon team, and then we've got, you know, Brentford coming, which are another decent side. So we're going to need, you know, it's Chris said it in there. It's the benchmark now. The most important thing is we know we've got what we've got in our changing room, what we can offer, and when we play well and when we're all at it, we can deliver those performances, so that's pleasing.
Is it deflating when you win and you see the top two have won again?
Well, you can't do anything about that. We had our chances to beat them, I think we did beat Bournemouth twice and drew with Doncaster. You know, yeah. We had their chances, but we've unfortunately our home form up until now has suffered, and that's something that we've had to address, and the owners have addressed in the manner they have, and now it's up to us to win all the games. You know, we've got to win all the games. We knew that from the start, and now that's one down, and it's got to move on to the next one.
Brentford's a belter, isn't it?
It's a big game, yeah. It's a big game, but that was a big game today, because if we'd have lost that with everybody else winning, it's you know, it wouldn't have looked good for us. So, one game at a time. It's a cliche that really rings true in football. You really do have to. You can't look too far, because if you look too far down the line at what you might get, you get hit with a sucker punch before then. So that's one down. We're pleased with that, and then we're going to move on to the next one.
Lastly, I've been told to ask you about your goal celebration. I don't know whether you want to share the story behind it. Can you?
I can't, but if you ask Tony McMahon, he might he might fill you in on it. But it's
why not? Why can't you share it?
He knows who he is. He knows who he is and what it's about. Maybe at the end of the season, we'll fill everybody in.